So I was just licking it, and then I found a sharp object.
Wow. Hey. Oh, I didn't see you there. Welcome to Not Now Podcast, Season 2.
Season dose.
Glad you made it.
Double dose.
Been a whole month.
Four
whole months.
Double dose.
Oh. Double dose of a month.
And?
That makes 4 months.
Exactly. We're ready, we're here, and we're clear. And we're gonna premiere our Season 2.
Yes. And so, as we discussed several times, if you missed it, I pity you. Go back and listen to them. You're not allowed to listen to Season 2 yet.
Yeah, go back. This is it. This is the end. Kyle, cut the cord. We're done.
Okay. This is an appetizer. This is the first appetizer of Season 2. Congratulations. You made it through Season 1. And
if you didn't, welcome to Season 1.
Yeah, welcome to Season 1.0. 0.002.
002.
Agent 002, we need your help. There's a man lurking outside.
We need your bowel movement. But anyways,
yeah,
what we're going to be talking about on our episode, this is just the appetizer.
Yes, the appetizer to get your appetite ready for a full...
Nice and frothed.
Yeah, a full epa meal.
We're going to be talking about either lawyers,
or we are going to be discussing...
I forgot it.
Help
too.
Me. Help me.
I can't help you.
I'm flailing. Wrong numbers. I got it.
Oh, yeah. You remember. Oh. Wrong numbers. Wrong numbers or lawyers.
So lawyers, I'm assuming, is going to be like...
A court case.
Yeah, a court case. Like where you're... One of us is the defense attorney... One of us is the prosecutor.
The attack attorney.
And the attack attorney. One of us is an X. The other one is an O. We circle around on the field. There's about 30 of us on each side.
And once we find the tic-tac-toe, that's it.
Yeah. Then we'll know whose toes we have.
Once we have the toes, we count them and collect them.
Which one is the tic-tac and which one is the toe?
Probably the one sold in the tiny container with the little oblong shapes. Is the tic-tac.
Is tic-tac supposed to be about tic-tac-toe?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Man.
Either way.
We're not high right now.
At one point, someone will become... What was the other one?
A toe.
No.
Oh, a missed call. Wrong number.
Yeah. Someone will be the wrong number. And that'll be interesting. Everyone knows how that goes.
If we get lawyers, maybe we could like have somebody call in as a witness from a secure location, and it'll be a wrong number.
Wrong number. We can't mix them. We can't intermingle.
Where were you the night of the 14th? I was doing my laundry.
I've chosen a coin at random. You will witness this once we reveal. I can't choose that coin.
I have chosen a coin at random. Just put it outside of the pile.
Nope, can't choose that coin.
Okay. What was wrong with the first coin and
Dude,
the second?
Don't ask.
They got to represent the things? Is that what you're looking for?
No, they were just things I didn't want to do.
Oh.
I'm very choosy with my coins. I can only flip
the
coins.
You're the coin keeper. I am the pen keeper. Give me that back.
Well, what a good throw for our audio listeners to understand that I hit you with a pen almost.
The throws come across not only with the heh effort and the screaming of it coming at me, but also with the ting of it hitting my defense system, which is a microphone. If you ever need a shield, a microphone might do well for you.
Just make sure you have the spit guard.
Yeah. You need the spit guard.
Good guard to keep you from the spit.
Yeah, you also need the boomstick stand set at not boomstick level.
So it's lawyers.
And wrong numbers.
Wrong numbers. So.
Did you find a coin with a number sign on it?
Nope, but I found a coin.
Oh, wait, we don't disclose that.
I found a coin that is very round.
Oh, and suitable.
Yeah, and some type of metal.
Ah, like you're calling your suitors.
Yeah, you're suiting your suitors.
For their metal.
And the only way to test their metal is to flip them.
I wonder if you could have like a... I don't know. Maybe we could flip like a banana chip. It's been like
we
dehydrated.
Yeah. Banana chips are very flippable.
Yeah. Or like a shrunken head. Half a fish.
Flip an eyeball.
Flip a cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak?
Yeah, cheesesteak.
I could go for a Philly cheesesteak. Just kidding.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing. I was just thinking how absurd it was to have a cheesesteak.
I hate Philly cheesesteaks.
Just like a nice 1.5-inch cut cheesesteak. Like, you know, medium.
Like a block of medium Parmesan?
Melted in the middle. Yeah. That's what I'm... A cheesesteak. What are you thinking of?
A Philly cheesesteak.
No.
The Philly is the meat. You're filling it with the meat. You're fillying the meat.
No, you're thinking of it as like some sort of like chicken cordon bleu. I am thinking
beef.
I am thinking a cheese mignon.
a nice of mozzarella.
Yeah. Just like
parboiled.
Seared on the outside. Marinated.
You and know. Served at perfect rare. This sounds like a vegan's wet dream. Not a vegan.
A vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
They can eat cheese.
Vegans?
No, vegetarian.
Yeah. Vegans can't.
Can they eat, like, milk?
No, vegans eat...
No, vegetarians.
Oh, yeah.
They
As long as the animal is not like sacrificed. All animal... No, okay. As long... That's a vegan.
I sacrifice this cow I'm going to milk.
No, that's
this
what I'm
would
saying.
Be your like, last milking.
If the animal is killed for it, the vegetarians won't eat it. If the animal is abused for it, the vegans won't eat it.
So vegetarians eat eggs?
Yeah. No.
They don't. Yeah, okay, because that's a technicality.
Yeah. Vegans don't eat anything that has to do with animals. They're like, was that bean sniffed by a hog? No, I'm not eating it. That's how extreme they are. All of them.
Unsniffed beans. Yeah. They must be riddled with pesticides.
Yep. But the pesticides are the best sides of being a vegan.
You know, plants are alive.
They don't understand that. Just trust me. I've tried to convince several.
They have their own network, though. I saw it on a TED Talks.
Yeah, but they don't. Look it up. The problem is they don't moo. They don't make moo. A sound.
I don't eat any animal that moves.
I don't eat anything that makes a sound. When you eat celery, it doesn't cry, so it's fine to eat.
Everybody stays perfectly still. Don't make a moo.
That's their logic. It doesn't make a sound, so I can eat it.
We got way off topic. We're supposed to be coming up with things.
Oh, wait, no. We're not coming up with things. We're introducing you to our episode where we do come up with things.
This is a great season 2 starter warm-up.
Welcome to the start, and this is the end.
Is it? No, we haven't gone on long enough. No, we have like 10 more minutes and we have to...
Oh, goddamn. I don't know if I get an episode.
We got to.
I don't know if I got
to. We're this far into it.
Well, I can do an appetizer.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we'll resume.
In a month.
Yep.
One month. Full disclosure. This is the same night that we just finished telling you we were going to be waiting a month. We were already deceiving
you.
Damn
it, Kyle! You leaked everything.
Did I?
Yeah. You're like...
We couldn't wait. We were
so like Mary
up.
Antoinette.
Mary. Mary. I was like, Mary Antoinette to you. Mary Antoinette to you.
Mary Antoinette the beheaded.
There's a head in your lap.
I was going to say soup.
Can you spank a monkey? I don't know.
Well, it's all original.
It's all original, and that's what we promised you.
Yeah, we promised you nothing, and you accepted all of it.
You're a fool. You should have a you should have a lawyer look over anything you agree to.
And also, what was it? I was going to say Cool Whip Battles.
Cool Whip Battles?
What was the other one?
Wrong number. Yeah, just like, you know, spraying a can of Cool Whip on your on your friend. You're like, hey, I challenge you. You slap him with your baseball mitt.
Oh, man.
That actually sounds like it gets kind of sexy. Don't do it to your friend.
Unless you want to get sexy with your friend.
Yeah, in which case the love of your life is your friend. In which case you made great life choices.
It's wrong number.
Wrong number.
Want to have a Cool Whip battle?
That's just how I'm going to say hello. Cool Whip battle hotline. How can I help you?
Wait, they're calling you.
I'm assuming I can't call people and say, hey, you want to have a Cool Whip battle? Yeah, I guess I could. Nothing stops.
It's a wrong number.
Send us your number.
And we'll Cool Whip battle you.
And we'll give you a funny voicemail. And then it's going to be too demanding. All right.
Just listen to the
podcast.
We'll
have a contest at some point where you can let us leave you a voicemail. If we figure
send
out
us
how
a bunch
the,
of lettuce.
Yeah, send us a bunch of lettuce.
In an envelope.
In an envelope.
Prepaid postage.
With prepaid postage.
And we'll add balsamic vinaigrette and we'll mail it back.
Yeah. And then you got yourself a nice enveloped salad.
Yeah. And you can enjoy that or toss it out. But if you toss it out, there's going to be three trout. And three trout won't be happy about that.
Also, depending on how far away you live, it could be rancid by the time it gets back to you.
Yeah. And three trout is our guest band.
And which?
And rancid is playing
the headline.
Yeah. They're headlining for them. Three Trout is a very, well, lesser known band, but they mostly do classical music with overtones of industrial.
Yeah, I mean, I really like them. You know, it's a small band that's like combined of three like really great musicians, John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, and Buddy Holly.
Yeah, and they all play drums. Yep. It's just three drummers.
They all just play drums and they drum up other spirits that have died playing drums.
Is dead?
John Lennon?
Is he dead?
No, I mean, no, of course not. Why would you say such things?
Elvis Presley?
How could they drum up spirits if they were dead? They couldn't do that.
I don't know who's dead and who's alive. I'm lost!
Wait, where am I? How many lawyers am I?
You're two lawyers deep of a deposition and three defense attorneys deep.
Let me check my junk mail. Does anything say Esquire? What a weird title. Esquire? Yeah, jinx.
You owe me a Coke. I said that. Now you owe me a Coke. Can't talk. Well, all right. Oh, you broke it.
I jinxed
Where's my
you.
Coke? Yeah, but I said you owe me a Coke.
You're drinking some whiskey. That's close.
I said you owe me a Coke.
I don't have Coke.
Well, I guess you're Coke-less.
I am. I'm a
They call him
bastard.
Coke-less Joe.
I have a trench Coke. Will that work?
Nope, but I have a Coke shell.
That works in a Coke shell. So, yeah, we're going to be doing wrong numbers and lawyers. We're going to be talking about
lawyers, wrong numbers, and wrong numbers where you talk to lawyers.
I guess wrong numbers is just going to be a series of wrong numbers. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get much wronger than that.
Yeah, the interesting quarrels that bequeath.
Ensue. The phone.
You said sue. This isn't lawyers.
The ensue.
I don't sue
Interesting
anybody.
Quarrels that ensue.
I said bequeath.
Bequeath? What are you bequeathing? That's lawyer talk. Save it for the lawyers. You don't bequeath anything if you got a wrong number. It's a hello, I'd like a pizza.
Your Honor, I want a pizza.
I'm sleeping on the couch. You woke me up from my nap.
It could be a lawyer bequeathing a loyal subject.
I bequeath unto you, loyal subject, my surname, which is Mr.
He shall be a mister.
He shall be a mister, like my father before me, and his father before him. We're only two generations
mistresses.
Deep. Mistresses. The house of the mistresses is strong. You should guard your turf, sirs.
Use Scott's lawn care for guarding your turf.
Scott's. I had to help somebody out who was from Scottsdale today, and I don't know how much I giggled at that. Gary Scottsdale.
He owns a town.
I was like, hey, do you have a Gary Scottsdale?
Do you own firearms?
Do you know everybody in your town? No? Go check real quick. Look, grab your phone book. See if there's a Gary in
there's
there.
There's got to be like five Scottsdales, at least.
Towns? There's probably more than five Scottsdales.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, don't. We can't. All right, I'll fill up the air.
Don't fill up
Scottsdale
the air.
Is Scottsdale a last name?
Hold on. We're going to do this on air.
Is your last name a surname?
How many Scottsdales are there?
Didn't say okay, Google. Does it work?
Scottsdale, Arizona. Wikipedia.
That's just the first one. There's got to be more than one Scottsdale. Actually,
21 things you need to know about Scottsdale before you move there.
I think the one
sounds bad.
Actually, I think the one I was looking at was Scottsdale, Arizona. So maybe there's only one Scottsdale. Gary Scottsdale.
You sent me a picture.
I did. You enjoy it. That's for you.
Oh!
It's a snowman.
It is. It's a big plowman.
A plowman the size of the Grand Plowman Canyon, which is much smaller than the Grand Canyon. It was conceived in a shoebox.
Very progressive genes.
Very progressive genes.
They went from the size of a shoebox to the size of the Grand Canyon.
It's much smaller. It's like one of those inflatable canyons. You throw it into a river, next thing you know, sucks up all the water, like 21 days later. 28 days later? I don't know.
That's a movie.
Okay, 21 days later, sucks up all the water, you got yourself a nice river canyon.
Canyon fish for trout. Canyon row this.
Nope.
Canyon open onions. Canyon uncan this.
Yeah.
Canyon paint a picture on canvas. Canyon what?
I think that it might be time to do one of our social security numbers.
Here we go.
Are we still doing that in season two? Are we keeping that? Are we Xing it? How do you feel about it?
I don't know. It's season two. How do you feel?
I don't know. I'm a new person after 5 minutes ago.
Here we go. We got Jippers
McConaughey. Nope. Scratch it.
I didn't write it yet.
Okay.
I was writing Jippers.
Frank Forth. Frank Forth sounds right for season two. And probably easier to spell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Jippers, Frank Forth.
Jippers, Frank Forth.
You do the first.
No, you chose Jippers, oh, okay. So you're the first three.
1-1-1.
Season two, so the two numbers are obviously going to be 69. I'm proud of myself.
69.
Don't take that away from me.
4-4-3-3.
They're going easy on me.
No, it's difficult. Just wait.
1-1-1-6-9-4-4-3-3. Backwards. 3-3-4-4-9-6-1-1-1.
Damn you. What's the name?
Jippers Frank Forth.
Backwards.
Frank Forth.
No.
No, I'm trying to say it backwards. I gotta say, it's hard to conceptualize a name backwards that I can't
read.
Not
so hard when you can read it.
I realize that. Jippers Frank Forth. Hawthorf Rank.
You're just like my Rank. Crystal meth. You're just guessing. Read it.
Frank. F-R-A-N-K.
Knaff. Yeah, there you go.
Knaff.
Where are you getting the R after K?
Hawthorf.
Knarf.
Knarf.
It's...
You just read it.
Okay. So we have... 334.
Carriage.
334.
Well, I got 9-6. That part.
Yeah, you did. 1-1-1.
Yeah, you did. 1-1-1. Da! Who's the Esquire now? Who's the Esquire?
Hetroth. Knarf.
Hetroth Knarf.
Srepage.
Now play that backwards, and you will get...
Jimmy Frankforth.
Jimmy.
1-1-1. Oh, Jippers.
Jimmy. Who hell's Jimmy? What kind of a name is Jimmy?
Jippers.
Come on, Jippers.
Jippers.
Jipper me timbers. My, you're looking jipper today.
Jipper, take the wheel.
Jipper, take the wheel. My Frank is fourth and...
Not just a third this time.
It's like, or fifth it's and... Four.
Yeah. It's a fifth and fork and whip.
Grab your fifth and fork and whip. This is just nonsense now. Yep. Welcome to season two.
And if you're strapped in, you're strapped on. And if you're strapped on, you're strapped out. So get ready for us to blow all out when we're going out. All out on our doubts when we're grabbing on our forfeits.